impossible space. We just keep finding out we know less about the universe than we think we do. Recently, an explosion took place very far away from our planet, thank goodness. It surprised scientists because it broke the law. Supposedly, no light burst could ever be as powerful as this was, and the burst had exceeded the known limit and not by just a little. It was said to be an impossible burst of light and exceeded the limit the scientists believed in by over 10 times. This just goes to show you, just because we are told something is impossible by the scientific community, it doesn't mean it really is. It just means we were wrong again. What does this mean for other things which science has classified as impossible? I believe it means everything is on the table, and just because something is labeled impossible, that should not stop experimentation on how to disprove that opinion. One impossible thing which comes to mind is the speed of light. How many times have we been told it would be impossible to travel faster than that speed, and the only way we might be able to get somewhere in the universe faster than that speed is to bend space with a warp engine or go through a wormhole which we used as a shortcut. I have heard this constantly, but I keep my ear to the scientists more than a lot of others, but still I am sure anyone interested in science has heard this. Einstein was a brilliant scientist and seemed to be a prodigy in his field, but he was still just a man, and this means he was not perfect. There was something in the universe he couldn't account for. He spent his last 30 years of life trying to create a theory which would combine gravity and electromagnetism into a single theory, and failed miserably. He had felt there was one theory which could explain all the forces of nature. Maybe he was wrong, and there will never be one theory to explain nature. Maybe he just wasn't brilliant enough to find it, or maybe we need to know more about the universe and even particle physics before we can create that theory. So far, the universe seems to be producing more puzzles all the time, and some of them were totally unexpected. Now that I have discussed the speed of light and how we believe nothing can go faster, I would like to tell you about an astronomer who decided to aim a telescope at a place in the sky which looks totally empty to the naked eye. When he aimed the scope there, he found thousands of galaxies, but this was not the big surprise. The surprise was they were traveling away faster than the speed of light. How could this be possible? Some scientists just couldn't accept this fact, so they said what looked like galaxies must be something else. I don't care even if that was true, why did the reading indicate this tremendous speed? By the way, I would like to mention the galaxies had all the traditional shapes of galaxies, not blobs or anything else. Anyway, the scientists proposed that space was expanding very fast in this area, and that combined with the speed of the galaxies made it look like they were covering distances which would require faster than light speed. There is one obvious thing I haven't mentioned, and this was not brought up as far as I know. It is the fact the way we measure speed, even though it seems to be correct in 99.9% of the time, could be wrong in this case for reasons we don't know yet. We assumed this type of measurement always worked until a couple of years ago we found a few very distant galaxies which didn't conform. We used something called the redshift to measure speed. The redder an object is, the faster it is traveling. The strange thing was, we had found a couple of very old and distant galaxies which had a blue shift which seemed impossible. When I heard about this, the first thing which came to mind was a problem with the theory of the expanding universe. Could it be there were a couple of galaxies already in place when our expanding universe caught up to them? There is a theory which states we are not the first universe, and the Big Bang has happened before, and we don't know how many other times. Could it be there are remnants of the last Big Bang around and we don't realize it? When I talk about things like this, are there scientists out there who are muttering the word impossible? I think that is a word which is used too often in science lately. Have you heard that dark matter composes most of our universe and is everywhere? It seems to be mentioned in more scientific articles every day, and yet where is the final proof? To make matters even more interesting, astronomers claim to have found a galaxy which either has no dark matter or very little. When this happened, It gave the non-believers in dark matter more ammunition for their point of view. Recently, a find by astronomers of an exoplanet was labeled by scientists as an impossible find. Why would scientists use the word impossible again in this case? They were using it because the planet is so hot. Scientists had said no planet this hot could exist because it would break up. Yes, there is that word again, and again it goes down the tubes. We may find out someday that nothing is impossible in a universe this big, whether it is types of life which we don't believe could exist or strange types of objects in space. First, we were told the universe is going to end when the expansion slows down and the galaxies will start to retreat back until they all compress into a small mass and then explode in a new Big Bang. After that, the story changed. We were told the universe will continue to expand until every object is totally by itself in a lonely dark space. There were alternate stories of a rip in space-time where new material could be pouring in, keeping creation going. There were also theories which concerned black holes, which stated maybe there are universes inside them, or at least galaxies. There is just a lot we are yet to understand, and one of the problems I believe exists is some scientists are too quick with some theories just to get their names known.